Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg 30, Johannesburg 28, Mombela 29.
Fatal crash over in Putfontein, N12 West. It's before the Putfontein Road exit. The road is closed. Please avoid the area. And then some roadworks. Parktown M1 North, restrictions towards Oxford Road.
We start with our big news story at lunchtime, and it has put learner transport back in the spotlight. 4 learners died and 5 others have been injured when a vehicle transporting them to school collided with a buggy on the N12 westbound just before the Putfontein Road off-ramp outside Daveyton in Ekurhuleni. City Disaster and Emergency Management Services spokesperson Wim Tladi says currently the entire freeway is closed.
All 3 lanes for the N12 westbound before Putfontein is still closed for traffic. We are diverting the traffic from M12 onto Paul Kruger Highway.
The DA has welcomed Police Minister Senzo Mqunu's decision to dismiss National Crime Intelligence head Dumisani Khumalo. This comes after Khumalo failed to disband the Political Killings Task Team as directed. Here's DA spokesperson at State Security, Diane Colabano.
The rebuilding of crime intelligence is a critical moment for the SAPS. The senior ranks of SAPS crime intelligence have been riddled with allegations of impropriety and corruption. From questionable procurements to allegations of obstruction of justice and multi-million rand thefts, the minister has a long road ahead in saving crime intelligence from itself.
The Public Service Association has called for urgent relocation of the Johannesburg's deeds office following stalled services amid staff protests. The staff members complained about unsafe conditions at Marble Towers. The association has also criticised the handling of the crisis. A new deeds office is, however, expected in September. The Standing Committee on Public Accounts Chair Seng Songezo Zibi says the 60 billion rand shortfall in the budget can be bridged without raising taxes. He was speaking at a media briefing by the chairperson of the finance cluster in Parliament.
This 60 billion rand shortfall that we're trying to sort out with this postponement of the budget can come from this saving.
We are borrowing too much while spending inefficiently or allowing money to be stolen. In 2014-2015, government debt was 1.79 trillion. In the financial year 2023-2024, it was 5.26 trillion. So we have borrowed an additional 2.6, 2.7 trillion, and we have nothing to show for it.
And as digitalization transforms industries across South Africa, the Electoral Commission is considering whether elections should also go digital. Experts and stakeholders have gathered in Cape Town to discuss the potential implementation of e-voting in the country. Here's IEC Chief Electoral Officer Simon Mamolo.
For e-voting to be a viable solution, it must be accessible to all South Africans, regardless of their location of socio-economic position. That is why our discussions here must be comprehensive, aiming to address all blind spots and ultimately provide fit-for-purpose solutions for South Africa.
I'm Chanel Sipemene Kwiri with Neste Eer. 4 leaders is dood en 5 ander is beseer in ongeluk naby Ekurhuleni.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
I can't feel it. Girl, pick up your phone, I can't believe it. I can feel my spirit slowly leaving. I can see myself and I'm not breathing.